My counseling with Mr. Shelton began before my high school graduation, prompted by the arrival of my college days, a departure from my homeschool existence. Our sessions were frustrating, choppy back and forth over my latest fears. He asked me questions, gently trying to draw out answers. I gave guarded responses, convinced that he would hold all the power if I opened up. I held back my words, a habit from growing up in an environment where every action and word became material to be analyzed and dissected by my parents, a habit from hiding my status as the only non-Christian kid in the church. As we sat there in the empty sanctuary, I told him about a conversation 2 weeks before. "I'm angry because my parents don't believe in female pastors," I said to Mr. Shelton. "Why? I believe in them," he said. His response astonished me. Everyone I knew only wanted one version of femininity. The women in my church were homemakers who homeschooled their children. They taught me Sunday school, demonstrating how to worship through dance, reminding me of the different names for God. They organized the church potluck meals, each contributing a dish and serving the food. They took turns cleaning the bathrooms, scrubbing out the toilet bowls with sponges. Some view the role of housewife as demeaning, but I have the utmost respect for these women. My mother was one of them. She quit her job to homeschool me and my siblings. I represent her legacy, 18 years of hard schooling. I sat in the sanctuary of the same church that my parents founded, struggling with my own religious issues. "What does it mean to you if women aren't allowed to be pastors?" Mr. Shelton said. These women filled an important role, but they often weren't encouraged to go outside of it. During my childhood, I only knew of one female pastor who preached at the church in Perry, Georgia, that my maternal grandparents attended. At my parents' church, male elders served alongside the pastor to make important decisions about internal strife, church funds, and upcoming projects. Many of the church didn't allow women to become elders, a subtle rule, since no one ever asked for the role of elder. I worried that the Bible's definition of womanhood would end up defining me. If Christianity denied what I viewed as equality, it would be a fate to be treated as an equal. I didn't yet understand that I had the right to question my parents' faith, that I could free myself from traditions that I didn't want to participate in. I kept these inklings to myself.